bartender's log. Stardate, happy hour. Another day, another slip of latinum. The preparations for our visit from Grand Nagajek tomorrow are right on schedule. I had Rom restock all the Hyperion beetle snuff machines. I had him clean all the Klingon vomit off the holosuite floors. And I had him download the most recent volume of the Vulcan Love Slave holosuite series into our library. Basically, every time he came by to bother me when I was busy, I gave him something else to do. Most importantly, I had him finish configuring the new youthful rejuvenation chamber I intend to present to the Negus as a gift, gratuities expected, of course, and I gave him specific orders so he could smuggle in with our regular supplies a crate of special new secret merchandise without Constable Odo taking notice. Come to think of it, mentioning it here on this log could be used as evidence against me in a court of law. Computer! Erase the entire last entry. That was close.
Brother!
Oh, what is it now, Rom?
Remember all those times yesterday when I tried to tell you something?
Yes, and I was very busy, just like I am now, setting up my Marauder Moe action figure display.
But I have a very important message for you.
Fine, fine. What is it?
To Quark, Quark's Bar and Restaurant, Promenade, Federation Outpost Deep Space Nine, Bajor, Alpha Quadrant, Sector...
Get on with it!
From the Ferengi Commerce Authority, regarding the visit by our illustrious leader, Grand Nagus Zek, due to his newly scheduled appearance at the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the new Ferenginar Embassy on Ryza, Grand Nagus Zek's visit to your establishment will be moved forward 24 Starfleet hours!
When did this message get here?
Yesterday.
So what you're saying is...
Quark!
Grand Nagus Zek, we've been expecting you for hours now. Here, pull up a chair here at the bar. Rom, get the Nagus a drink before I toss you out the nearest airlock.
Right away, brother.
Quark, my lad, you're quite the successful businessman. Just look at this place. Humanoids hustling and bustling in and out, gambling and spending their credits at this Ferengi establishment. Adding money to the economic empire I oversee. Not to mention all the scandalous females here. All of them wearing clothes.
Yes, we're listed on Earth's top 10 most popular Starfleet Academy spring break locations.
But on Earth, they also have a saying, time is money. So you'd better not waste either of mine. Now tell me, why did you bribe the treasurer of scheduling at the FCA to arrange this audience with me?
I'll explain immediately, Your Excellency. Rom, get the chamber.
Yes, brother.
Grand Nagus. May I call you Zek?
No.
Of course not. Nagus, you have a long and illustrious career as the leader of the Ferengi people. You'll certainly be exalted as a visionary greater than any that have already passed on to the divine treasury. But alas, you too will one day head there yourself. Even now, I can see the gray hair growing out of your ears. Your walk is slow and your posture is bent. Your lobes sag and hang down low.
You'd better have a point to all of this.
What I'm saying, Nagus, is what if your reign never had to come to an end? What if you could become young again? In fact, what if you were to become immortal?
Inconceivable!
But achievable!
Eternal youth?
I'm telling the truth.
No more rhymes, I mean it!
Anybody want a peanut?
Ow! Thank you, Mayhart Dew.
Rom, stop screwing around and wheel in the chamber!
Yes, brother.
I know this may sound like some kind of silly science fiction, but this is for real. I regularly monitor secure Starfleet channels, and I recently was able to make an exact copy of a program that contained all of the latest in Delta Quadrant medical technology.
Delta Quadrant technology? How in the name of the Blessed Exchequer is any of this even possible?
Some human female captain took her crew out for a joyride, got themselves lost, blah, 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 blah. It's all very sad and tragic, but their misfortune is our gain, for I use the information stored in this program copied from their signals to help you achieve eternal life.
What program?
Well, let me introduce you. Computer, activate emergency medical holographic program.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency. Oh, it's you again.
Nagus, allow me to introduce the Doctor.
Doctor who?
Wrong series.
What?
I don't know.
Third base! Ow!
Thank you, Mayhardu. Hand me my beetle snuff.
Well, don't leave me here burning ions all day. Tell me what highly unethical procedure you want me to help you with this time.
Doctor, please assure the Grand Nagus here that the chamber you helped us design is perfectly safe.
Very well. Mr. Grand Nagus, sir, this chamber is perfectly safe. If you consider a refuse bin with a modified transporter welded to the inside and plastic jewels glued to the front of it, perfectly safe.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. What was that?
He said it's great. That will be all, doctor. Why don't you make yourself useful and clean up this silverware here?
I'm a doctor, not a forklifter.
Computer and EMH program.
Son of a...
Tell me, Quark, what do you call this highly marketable new invention?
It's called the Electronic Life Vitalization Insurgent System.
Electronic Life Vitalization Insurgent System. It's a bit of a long and clunky name.
We just call it by its acronym, Elvis.
Elvis! Now that's a marketable name that makes me think of the young and healthy. Why, this could be a turning point in the history of Ferengi society. No, of the whole Alpha Quadrant.
Yes, this is it, Rom.
If it works.
Of course it works.
Then it's been tested.
Actually, it hasn't been tested yet.
Today. It hasn't been tested yet today. But we've tested it dozens of times in the past few weeks in anticipation of your arrival, and it's working perfectly.
Well, what are we waiting for? Mehardu, hold my cane. I'm stepping inside and into immortality!
Brother, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Shut up, Rom. Just get on the controls and power up the thing that powers up.
Ooh. We're at full power, brother!
All right, engage Elvis!
Grand Nagus!
Grand Nagus!
Grand Nagus!
Hey there, check me out. I'm young. I'm sexy. I got a pompadour. Give me back my staff there, Mehardu. Thank you very much.
Are you all right?
All right. I'm better than all right. It's time for this Ferengi to be taking care of business. Quark, son, you'll be richly rewarded for this. I'm gonna make you...
Yes?
President of the Grand Nagus Zek Fan Club. 50 trillion Zek fans can't be wrong.
Great. Yes, of course. Thank you, Grand Nagus Zek.
But Grand Nagus, sir, how do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel like singing. Hit it!